Chala Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud, 3:10, the last of the Perik, and in fact it's going to seem fairly redundant and superfluous in as much as I've done a lot of this work in explaining the Hagdamas to the previous Mishnah yesterday, Mishnah Zayin and Ches. But here the Mishnah says inside, Hanotel Sa'or Me'isas Chitim V'nos Natoch Isas Orez. If you take some sourdough from a batch of wheat dough, which was obligated in, that is obligated in the challah requirements, and you put it into a batch of rice flour to make dough there. Now, the rice flour, of course, is exempt from challah because not one of the five species. But as we said before, if there's a mixture that includes wheat and rice together and you can taste the wheat, as we said back previously, then the whole obligation of taking challah applies to the entire dough, which gets the status of wheat because of tam ke'ikar. You can taste it. So it says, Im yesh ba tam dagan, if you can taste the grain, meaning the wheat, chayev es b'chala, the whole batch needs to be tithed as chala, meaning the chala has to be taken from the whole mixture, including the rice component. Vim lav patura, but if not, meaning if you can't taste the wheat, but you know some's in there, doesn't matter, the whole mix is exempt, right? So in other words, the little bit of wheat that's in there is lost, even though it was tevel before, meaning it needs to be tied, the challah taken from it, it's lost in the mix. So that contradicts what we said previously. We had said the principle was, on the one hand, yes, if you can taste the wheat, it's not batel, but if you can't taste it, it is batel. But we also said that when it comes to tevel mixture, there's never bittel. So, and we explained two reasons for that. Why? Either because the way it permits is the way it forbids, meaning since even a single grain can permit the whole harvest as truma, so then even a single grain can make the whole thing forbidden. Alternatively, we said it's a devar m'shesh l'matirin, therefore it's not batel. We said this already before. The point is, so which one is it? Is it that if you can't taste the wheat, it is batel and no need to take further challah, or is it that challah, tevel that has to have challah removed is never batel, even any amount, and you need to take the challah? So which one is it? The Gemara says, Im kein lama amru ha-tevel oser kol shu. Why does it therefore say, says the Mishnah, that any tiny amount of tevel, meaning challah obligated dough, should forbid in any tiny amount? So the Gemara answers, yeah, because that's min bamino. It's true, it's not batel, not annulled, but only if you're talking about a mixture of min bamino, where both the heter and the isser, they're permitted and forbidden, the tevel and the chulin, are of the exact same species, like wheat with wheat. But v'shelo bamino, if it's two different types of foods, in other words, you have wheat flour mixing with rice flour, benos and tam. So then the threshold isn't any tiny amount, but as long only if you can still taste the wheat, then it's tam ke'ikar and needs to be tithed. But once the wheat can only be tasted, it's considered to be batel, and then no need to take challah anymore. And again, I explained this back in Mishnah Ches, the rationale, the two rationales given in the Gemara for why that would be.